Well, before we turn to labor together in prayer, we're going to look at God's Word for a little bit. Tonight, the verse I want to look at comes from Mark 13. I'll look at verses 26 and 27. Mark 13, 26 and 27. I'm going to focus on verse 27, but it is one sentence, so I'll read both verses. Mark 13, 26 and 27. Jesus is speaking here about some things that happened right around the destruction that he's predicting. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven. Okay, so this last, this second verse, sending the angels to gather his elect from the four winds, the farthest parts of earth and heaven. This verse promises that Jesus is going to gather his people no matter how far away they are. His people are scattered, and Jesus will gather the scattered. And this is a theme that occurs throughout the entire Bible, this theme of scattering and gathering. Let's tonight, in our brief time together, look at what scatters people and what how God gathers his people. What scatters and how the Lord gathers. So first of all, recall how people are scattered. We see right at the beginning, we see a scattering of the people in Eden. With humans, Adam and Eve cast out and scattered into the world. Why were they scattered? It was because Adam and Eve disbelieved. They rebelled. They disobeyed God. And so he cast them out of his presence, out of the garden, scattered them into the world. We also see scattering at Babel, right? Why was humanity scattered at Babel? They rose up in pride. They were building something. They thought they could reach God, they were filled with self-confidence, thinking, we can do it if we just work together. There's nothing that we can't not do. And they thought they could do whatever they pleased when they were joined together. We also, and then of course God stopped them, scattered them, divided their languages and scattered them throughout the earth. We also see scattering in the Babylonian captivity. There, God's people had turned against him. They had turned away from him. They embraced the beliefs. They embraced the values of all the surrounding nations. They rejected what God had said and written, and they wanted to do what the peoples around them did. They were weary of God. They wanted to find satisfaction apart from God. And so God removed them from the land and scattered them all through the nations. So Deuteronomy 9 is a place that describes this typical response when God's people determine that they can leave him. They don't need him. Deuteronomy 29:28 says, "And the Lord uprooted them from their land in anger, in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day." So this is something that this kind of statement is found in many places in the Bible, but the Lord casting the people out, scattering them. And we see this not only in the Bible, but in our own personal lives. When those of us who are followers of Jesus, when we make that decision inside to turn away from him, maybe not large scale, maybe not walk away from the entire faith, but at a smaller level, how I am going to do my work, how I will use my free evening, how I will treat this one person in my life. When we decide that we are going to turn away from him, we get scattered. And it can happen like this. When we are afraid of suffering with Jesus, we can end up scattering ourselves. Think of the disciples, how they all ran away when Jesus was arrested. They were afraid of suffering with Jesus. Another way we can do this, they voluntarily scattered then, It can also happen when we desire sin more than we desire sanctification. When we desire sin more than we desire our own sanctification, we can scatter from the brethren. We can voluntarily scatter ourselves, remove ourselves from the rest of God's people. We end up forsaking assembling with other believers. Hebrews 10:25, it says, "We are not to forsake assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some." And if you look at that verse in context, why was it that they forsaked assembling together with the other believers? The very next verse says, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth." They had stopped gathering and started sinning again. So when we stay in sin, we scatter. So the warning here is for us to watch out. Watch out. Are you being pulled back from the regular meetings of the congregation? Are you pulling yourself back from the regular meetings of God's people? Are you scattering out of fear of suffering with Christ? Are you scattering because of sin? So we see the scattering of God's people, but look at also how God gathers his people. We see scattering, but we also see gathering. The reversal of the scattering. For instance, God gathers his people. When they're in Egypt, he gathers them back together out of Egypt. He gathers them into the promised land. Why? Why does he gather them back out of that place and put them into the promised land? It's all because of grace. They cry out to him. He hears them. And in grace, he gathers them back. And when they get scattered during the Babylonian exile, and they're scattered throughout all the nations, God gathers them back again from the captivity. Deuteronomy 30, it says, "Now it shall come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you," you know, when you're scattered, and you remember what's going on, why are we scattered? Deuteronomy 3:30, "that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you." So you see the scattering as well as the gathering that God does in places like this. But maybe when we look at examples of God gathering his scattered people back, the ultimate fulfillment of that is in the gospel. That is the ultimate gathering of the scattered people. And this is a beautiful picture. We see that we're scattered because of our sin. When we sin, we end up being scattered. We want to go our own way, not God's ways. When we doubt, when we don't believe God, we flee from him. We scatter, another kind of scattering. But whatever the cause, whether it's fear or sin, we end up being wandering sheep. We end up moving away from the shepherd. And the thing about scattering is this: we always end up somewhere worse when we scatter. It never turns out to be a better place when we've scattered. We're always like the younger son who left the father's house and went to a place that he completely regretted and he wished he were back. Well, in the gospel, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. But the Lord laid on Christ the iniquity of us all. Christ dies for his scattered people in the gospel. Christ is raised to life. Christ gathers his wandering people back. And the completion of that whole image is this. So now he sends us out. It's almost like now that he's gathered us in, he scatters again. He scatters us out to all the nations to make disciples and to teach them to obey him. And as his messengers scattered out to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth, as it says in Acts 1:8, we find this fulfillment of Zechariah 2. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people. As we're sent out to the scattered nations, scattered in sin, scattered at Babel, many nations will end up joined to the Lord to become his people. Christ the King is gathering all of the scattered peoples of the earth to himself. That's what's happening when Jesus sends his disciples to gather the nations to himself from all peoples, nations, tribes, tongues, are all gathered around his throne. So are you scattering or are you gathering?